There's been quite a lot of pushback from within the Fowler branch of the ALP, with the backers of local lawyer Tu Lee upset, with Senator Christina Keneally being parachuted into the seat following a deal done for Senator Deb O'Neill to get pre-selection in the number one Senate spot in the next election. This would have put Senator Keneally further down the ticket. Speaking with Senator Keneally earlier, I asked her whether she thought she may have some difficulty quelling opposition to her pre-selection in Fowler.
I want to make kind of three points about the observations there. You know, one, I really welcome at a national level we are having a conversation about diversity in our parliament. You know, for a long time I've been part of the discussions about women, and it's of course taken some 30 years before we've even started to approach parity for men and women in our parliament, at least on the Labour side. And of course, as the first female premier in New South Wales, you know, we didn't have one until 2009 in this state. I just think that, you know, we're really fortunate in the Labour Party to have so many active, engaged local people part of our movement. And I think that there are opportunities there in the future for all of them. But I will say I'm really grateful for the local support I've received. The state and the Liberal governments have really let southwestern Sydney down, let them down in terms of issues like housing affordability, you know, the fact that wages aren't going up, that jobs are getting less secure. But during COVID, they've really been let down. And that's what I'm offering them, an opportunity for Fowler, which has been left behind by the Libs for so long, to be represented at the highest levels of an Albanese Labor government.
And you've tried to get a lower house seat before. You're pretty chuffed at finally getting one?
You know, before you mentioned the campaign in Bennelong, a seat that Labor has only held once in the entire history of the country. And, you know, that was an effort I put in on behalf of the Labor Party in really tough circumstances, because, you know, I felt that we needed to take up the fight to a dreadful Liberal government.
Well, I think some of your new constituents will be pleased today to be getting some freedoms from the lockdowns they've been experiencing. Do you think there's been a bit of a Sydney divide going on here?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the idea that, that Gladys Berejiklian so stubbornly refused, with Scott Morrison's urging, not to shut down Sydney when this third wave broke out in Bondi, but yet then to turn around and impose the harshest of restrictions on southwestern Sydney, grossly unfair. It really sent a message that we're not all in this together. And, you know, on Friday I was in Canley Vale helping a small community group there that delivers some 200 food parcels over the weekend, each weekend. How have we gotten to a stage where the response to this crisis is one that has to be picked up by local residents in their front yards? I am flabbergasted that there are still citizens in southwestern Sydney that would not be receiving food and other supports they need except for the goodwill of their local neighbours and community. And in that sense, I do think that this state Liberal government in particular has just so dreadfully let people down in southwestern Sydney. And I pay great tribute to the people of southwestern Sydney who've come forward to get vaccinated and come forward to look out for one another. And they deserve the opportunity now that they are getting vaccinated to have the same freedoms, limited though they are, that the rest of Sydney is enjoying.
Over the weekend, Christian Porter resigned from the ministry following revelations that his legal costs were being covered by money from a blind trust. A blind trust... Nobody knows where the money is coming from. We know where it went, which is one end of the transaction. But is that going to be enough, him resigning from the ministry, do you think?
No, it's not enough. To say that Christian Porter can simply just assert, well, I'm getting $1 million and it's okay, I don't know where it came from, that's absurd. Did it come from criminals? Did it come from a foreign government? Did it come from Clive Palmer? He's got now, in my view, a decision to make. He either needs to pay the money back, he needs to disclose where it came from, or he needs to resign from Parliament.
Senator Christina Keneally, candidate for the seat of Fowler, speaking with me there.